and thanks for your patience of waiting for that. Okay, we are to our single afternoon item, which is a time certain, sort of certain, 9:43.
9:43, accept the Gateway Urban Renewal Area 5-year action plan.
Well, talk about another part of the city where we've been collaborating and trying to move things forward for a while. That would be Gateway. So welcome, and thanks for waiting to get this presentation underway this afternoon.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, Commissioners. My name is Justin Douglas, Policy Manager with the Portland Development Commission. We noticed online today that the agenda said that this would be a 90-minute item. We fully expect to be done within 180 minutes. So, we'll be brief. We think we can do this in probably a half an hour. We do have some folks here to testify. I just wanted to mention two things before turning it over to Layla Aman, who's been the project manager on the Gateway Action Plan. One is just to talk, kind of take a trip down memory lane or to talk about a brief history of Gateway, and then also to talk about why we're working on an action plan. So in the post-war era, Gateway was where there were orchards, there were farms, and the transition from that to be what it is today has been dramatic. That said, there is still a long way to go. When Metro adopted the 2035 growth concept in 1995, it anticipated that there would be 50,000 jobs in Gateway. The Opportunity Gateway process in 1998 envisioned a dense mixed-use neighborhood with parks and amenities. The Gateway Plan District, which sets the zoning, allows for buildings in some areas of up to 15 stories. And yet, I often get asked questions about, why, you know, what's happening with Gateway? Why don't we see more there? The legacy that Gateway was not part of the city of Portland until the 1980s, and the transition from a predominantly rural and then suburban neighborhood to one that's expected to be a dense urban environment is going to take some time. So we believe that the Gateway Action Plan that we're presenting to you today will help accelerate that transition to what policymakers and PDC and community stakeholders have always believed in Gateway, that it can be a place that East Portland is proud of. And I think it's also important to acknowledge that while I think some people feel like there hasn't been enough to happen in Gateway, there have been some really significant accomplishments, and it's been through partnerships. So working with TriMet, we were able to keep the Oregon Clinic and their 200 employees from leaving Portland to go out of state, and they stayed in Gateway with a 100,000-square-foot Class A medical office building at the Gateway Transit Center, a LEED Gold building. Working with the Bureau of Transportation, we were able to complete the 102nd Avenue streetscape project to widen sidewalks, to install street lamps, to install trees. The Northeast 97th Avenue Local Improvement District project paved streets in Central Gateway and also provided confidence to a local developer who built 80 units of much-needed workforce housing. The acquisition of the four-acre park site at 106th and Halsey will be the first park in Gateway, and I'm very proud of that. And that was through a partnership with the Parks Bureau, and community stakeholders have been crucial throughout all of this work. So I think we have had many accomplishments in Gateway, and we believe that the action plan will help set the stage moving forward. So the question of why are we doing an action plan? Well, this is now the third of the third action plan that Mayor Hales has provided leadership to PDC to complete. The first, both of which have come to City Council for their to accept. The first was the Old Town Chinatown action plan in 2013, and then the Lentz action plan in 2014. And both of them, as are the Gateway action plan, were effective in galvanizing support for shared priorities over the next 5 years and help identify budget actions and staffing that inform the work that we do. There have been many things that have happened in Old Town Chinatown, but we've seen the redevelopment of the Pacific Northwest College of Art. We've seen new workforce housing. We've seen seismic rehabilitations. In Lentz, we've seen the Portland Mercado, and we've seen the transformation. Well, we will be seeing the transformation of four significant projects in the Lentz Town Center. So on Gateway, we believe that the action plan will make investments that we believe will have the greatest impact over the next 5 years that are in alignment with PDC's strategic plan to create healthy, complete neighborhoods. And then it also prioritizes working with Bureau partners that will address regulatory challenges that we believe that when they're addressed, it will allow for new growth in the district long after there is a PDC urban renewal area in Gateway. So with that, I'll turn it over to Layla.
Thank you, Justin. Mayor Hales and commissioners, my name is Layla Amon, and I am a senior project coordinator at the Portland Development Commission. As Justin mentioned, I had the good fortune of being the project manager for the Gateway Action Plan. And kind of building off of your last agenda item, this was developed in the spirit of collaboration. And I just want to take a brief moment here to acknowledge the many partners that participated deeply with us in the creation of this plan. We have our bureau partners, so Javier Menyar, Assistant Director of Housing from the Portland Housing Bureau, Kirk Krieger and Dan Layden from the Portland Bureau of Transportation, Tyler Bump and Joe Zender from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and Jillian Detweiler, you may know her. I think she works for Mayor Hales. And, of course, our new Executive Director, Kimberly Branham. That is our public sector team. We also had, and he is here today to provide testimony, Nadal Khan, who is, Call, who is one of our members of the Halsey-Weidler Group and also a member of the Gateway Area Business Association. And along with him, I just want to acknowledge Amico Badia, Tom Badrick, and Linda Robinson, who will be providing some testimony, and many of whom you may know and have been involved in Gateway for a very long time. So again, I said this plan really was developed in the spirit of collaboration. It resulted in a framework that will enable us to work in concert with our public, community, and private sector partners. And I think this working together aspect of the plan is essential to its success. The plan embodies PDC's strategic plan goals for prosperity for all Portlanders. The actions in this plan are designed to help support complete and healthy neighborhoods, to foster equitable wealth creation, and to increase access to employment through an inclusive process. These are shared goals of our city and all of our partners, and we believe honor the aspirations for the communities in which we are working. The plan delivers on these goals by focusing resources in strategic areas in Gateway that align public resources and actions with the places that have the best potential for achieving community aspirations. The focus areas include actions that are tailored to each area's development readiness. The plan thoughtfully aligns public resources and identifies regulatory strategies to help overcome barriers to development and to enhance Gateway's potential to become a true regional center. The focus of the plan is on the Halsey-Weidler Corridor. It is the heart of community-developed plans. It has the greatest potential for small business development and significantly owned public assets. It is truly the main street of the district. Simply put, the Halsey-Weidler District possesses the best bones of any commercial area in Gateway and has the potential to lift the entire district. The Gateway Transit Center is characterized as the area within about a quarter mile of the transit station, and Central Gateway is primarily land that is focused on employment, and I'll talk a little bit more about each of those areas in detail. The Halsey-Weidler Business District, which is really our focus, is home to a collection of unique small businesses. And strengthening this district means supporting small businesses, supporting longtime property and business owners, and creating more opportunities for wealth creation and prosperity by lowering barriers to entry for new businesses and providing additional support to longtime businesses and property owners. You may be familiar with our Halsey-Weidler Commercial Investment District strategy, and this plan builds off of those efforts, many of which are ongoing at this time. We project the Gateway District will generate about $35 million in TIF revenue for the Portland Development Commission. Of that, we have earmarked about $20 million of that for the Halsey-Weidler District. The focus of efforts will be business support and development. That's what the major focus here, enhancing existing businesses and bringing new businesses to this authentic and unique area. It embodies the commercial investment strategy. We'll also be focusing on redevelopment to provide much-needed community amenities, as the park, as Justin mentioned, create a critical mass of people to support businesses, and focus housing for a diverse range of incomes. And finally, the plan acknowledges and embraces Gateway's auto-centric form, but it provides direction on moving the area towards a more multimodal and safer environment, which will have positive impacts on the businesses and make it safer for residents, commuters, and customers to move around in Gateway. I believe you will be seeing the Halsey-Weidler Intergovernmental Agreement coming to you sometime next month. And that is a major commitment on the part of the city and something that we think will have a tremendous impact on the district. The Gateway Transit Center has some of the greatest potential for having higher intensity land uses and becoming the urban center we hope it can be. Actions here are tailored to the area's development readiness. There's some prep work that still needs to be done here in terms of the regulatory framework and creating the urban form that enhances the connectivity of this area. There are large underutilized parcels, but there is limited connectivity. And finding creative solutions for implementing the master street plan is important to unlocking private investment in the area. Actions here are intended to build a foundation from which we can grow incrementally while preserving the opportunity to achieve higher aspirations in the future. In Central Gateway, this area has significant potential for economic development. And even more so than the transit center, there are some serious infrastructure needs here. The map that we're showing here, I think, highlights some of those major issues. The black lines there are the local and arterial street network, and you can see there are some major gaps there. And so we want to work with property owners in this area to find ways, again, to be creative about how we can implement the Gateway Master Street Plan and to get that area primed for redevelopment. Another aspect of this plan is the community engagement that we did for this project. We held an open house at the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization. We had over 70 attendees, which was a great outpouring of support. And we took a lot of feedback from those meetings. We had the invitation translated into three languages. We had interpreters on hand. And so we really made a big push to get out to the diverse community that is in Gateway. We also held an online survey. We had this up for about 2 or 3 weeks and allowed participants who weren't able to attend the open house to provide feedback on the priorities and just to provide comments as well. And so we also held specific meetings. You can see the list here, but we met with the East Portland Police Bureau, East Portland Action Plan, the neighborhood organizations, and the business organizations out in Gateway. And we took that feedback and we changed the plan. The key themes that we really heard is that there is support for the Halsey-Weidler Business District. And we heard loud and clear that there's support for affordable housing, but there was support for mixed income that includes affordable housing. And finally, providing flexibility and resources was an important comment that we received as well. We originally had $25 million allocated to the Halsey-Weidler District, and so we changed that to create an opportunity fund to be responsive to public feedback and also to be responsive to opportunities that may arise that we did not anticipate. To give you an overview of how we propose to allocate these resources, in addition to the $5 million, we're looking at about $20 million in Halsey-Weidler, $8 million for the Gateway Transit Center, and $2 million for Central Gateway. There are other tools that we can use in Central Gateway. I just want to highlight, we have the E-Zone program, which is intended to help support job growth as well. So to give you an overall sense of what all the partners are bringing to the table, PDC has about $35 million. The Portland Housing Bureau has about $13 million in TIF resources. And the Portland Bureau of Transportation has so far committed about $5 million. There are some projects that may get funded that would be added to this, as well as potential transportation system development charges. So for a total of about $53 million over the next 5 years.
Can you go back to that slide for a sec?
Sure.
You earlier said that some of the feedback you got from the community is they wanted mixed income housing. In light of the restrictions that attach to urban renewal dollars in terms of investing in housing, How did you reconcile that? Are you proposing to go above the 30% to put other dollars into housing so you can achieve income guidelines that are outside of the 30% framework?
Good question, Commissioner Fish. I can tell you right now the project that's being proposed at the 106th and Halsey site, the Human Solutions and Gerding Edlin team, we've heard loud and clear from community members that they would like to see a mix of affordable housing, and obviously the Portland Housing Bureau would play a role in supporting that up to the 60% MFI level. PDC recently has worked with our development partners in the Lentz Town Center to explore opportunities for workforce housing between 60 and 100% MFI, and so we have shared with the development team that if they are able to craft a project with a program that had mixed income housing, that we would consider supporting a project like that.
And so that would be taking money out of the 70% pot for that purpose?
That's correct, right. Well, it would actually be, it's not 70 now, it would be 60. Sorry, 65.
We're in the middle.
Thereabouts. Okay. Other questions for our team here? Great. Thank you both. I know we have some of the leadership you mentioned that are queued up here to speak. I want to give them a chance to come up and do that. And then we'll hear from anyone else. Come on up, please. Any of you that worked on this plan that would like to tell us about it? Yeah, you're a shy bunch. I know that about you. Here comes a really shy person. Yeah.
I think we should make her talk first, too.
I was supposed to follow you.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioners. My name's Tom Badrick, and I'm here representing more groups than I want to think about, but we'll just say Park Rose Heights. I'm on the board of the Business Association, part of the Halsey-Weidler Group, and the chair of the newly reforming eco-district for the Gateway area. And I'm not going to talk because I've been here long enough and I've seen how much you've already had to sit through. I'm not going to talk a long time. I'm just going to say that we're very excited about this project. I'm very supportive of it. There's a lot of good that can come out of it. There is a lot of money available. And I remember a couple years ago when we started the original streetscape discussion, and it was a couple $100,000, and it was really hard to get too terribly excited about it. Now we're looking at a significant investment from the city, and we're grateful. Thank you. There's tremendous opportunity in Gateway, and we have been waiting a very long time for that moment where things turn the corner and we become what we've always been destined to be. So I just want to be supportive of this, talk about the excitement in the community that's building. You can feel it every day. It's growing a little more, and then hand it off to these two to say something more valuable.
My name is Nadal Call. I'm on the board of the Gateway Area Business Association, also the chair of the Halsey-Weidler Working Group. And a very proud member of the Gateway community. I own Furniture Plus and the property that it occupies on 103rd and Halsey, which is right in the heart of the area we're discussing. I want to, again, thank you for allowing us to come and offer some testimony here today. I'd like to echo what Tom just said. There has been a lot of wait for some positive change in the Gateway District, and especially on the Halsey-Weidler corridor. It is, in my opinion, one of the last gems in Portland, and I foresee that that corridor is going to be one of the greatest corridors that the city is going to be the most proud of as we look on Portland's history. So right now, there's obviously a lot happening. We've gained a lot of momentum, and we want to see that momentum continue. The Gateway Action Plan is a very positive plan for all of us involved in Gateway. I've had the privilege of watching all the moving parts come together, and now we're on the tail end for implementation. And that's the area I really want to focus more on. I think one of the primary successes in just the development of this plan is the level of engagement that PDC focused on with the community. They really got the community involved. They identified stakeholders, and dissemination of information increased greater, I think, on Halsey-Weidler than any other organization I've been involved in. So I've been very privileged to be a part of that, have been able to make new friends, and now I think it's really important that we see this plan all the way through and identify one of the primary successes, and that is the public outreach and community engagement of all stakeholders and anyone that has any interest in Gateway to at least have a forum where they're heard. So as plans are implemented, naturally there are potential challenges that are unforeseen. And so I just want to stress that any potential changes to the plan and processes of the implementation are communicated to the public, and that they are included in that process.
Thank you. Welcome.
I'm Linda Robinson. I live in the Hazelwood neighborhood. I'm on the board there. I'm part of the Halsey Whitehall Group and a few other things. I also have been involved with the Gateway Urban Renewal for 15 or 20 years, and I do want to acknowledge that PDC in the last two or three years really has made considerable progress in getting involved with the community and actually coming out and working with specifically with people who live there and work there more than they did in the first 15 years or so. So I'm really pleased with that. This plan is an example of that. They did make some significant changes to the plan based on the input that they got from us. Particularly making that flexible fund to take advantage of opportunities, because I know that some of these kinds of projects, they have lots of history, lots of background. It takes a long time before they become public. Who knows what's in the progress that and suddenly if you made a decision that you're going to spend it all in this part and there's somebody who's been working on something over here, then they're suddenly, left in the lurch. So I appreciate that. I do want to say a couple of things. One has to do with 102nd Avenue improvements. They didn't finish that project. It only went south to Burnside. I understand why they didn't finish the sidewalks on the other part, because a lot of that sidewalk work is being done as projects have come through. But we do need the pedestrian-level street lighting, the signage and things that go with it. So I'm hoping that this fund, some of this money can go toward that. I'm really excited about the idea of making some effort to better link the transit center to the business community. People get off the train and they have no idea that there's even a business district there. There's no easy way to get through there, through the Gateway shopping center, to anything else or signs. There's no signs in the Gateway area that say how to get to the transit center. So we really need some drastic improvements on that level. And then finally, I wanted to mention the project next to the park that they've been talking about. And with this money that's designated to be spent in the Halsey-Weidler area, I'm hoping that some of that money that isn't the affordable housing money can be spent to subsidize that so we can get that mix of housing that we desperately need in that area. We need affordable housing, but we also need the other housing as well in order to have a mix. So thank you, and I do support this plan, and those are the reasons.
Linda, where are we on Gateway Green? Just a quick update.
Gateway Green, oh, wow. We're getting ready to do a crowdfunding campaign next month. We have a deadline to raise our match for the Metro grant, and it's coming up soon. And we're actually getting permission to start events there as soon as we can clear out the campers. Parks has said we can start planning events and activities there.
Thank you. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi, my name is Emiko Badillo. I'm going to quickly read through my spiel because I'm a newbie at this. So, I've been a resident of Portland for 14 years and a small business owner here for 13. When my husband and I first opened our small grocery store in 2003, it was in an out-of-the-way area of Portland on Southeast Division and 43rd. Look at Southeast Division now. In 2007, we completely moved to another area of the industrial and not non-retail-friendly corner of Southeast Stark and 12th Avenue. Again, look at Southeast Stark now. So now in 2016, we are finally going to open our second location in another often overlooked area, the Gateway Business District in the Halsey-Weidler Corridor. As we had our one and only location on Stark these past 9 years, and as we've been in business for 13 and residents for 14, we've experienced the growth of Portland business-wise and personally for over a decade. It has been overwhelming in many negative and some positive ways, but it's all happened so fast. You'd only really need to have lived here for the past year to see it for yourself. Renters are feeling the push and pressure from the growth, and a small business who has always leased, we feel this as well. Every week we hear about another small, old-school Portland business who needs to move or close shop because of 100 to 300% rent increases or property owners selling the building they rent in. We know we've been lucky so far, yet we worry that it's only a matter of time for us on Southeast Stark and 12. To try and ensure some stability for our life's work and our future, we're taking a great opportunity to be part owners and tenants in a building and the Halsey-Weidler corridor of the Gateway Business District. So we can feel reassured in being owners and occupiers rather than tenants anticipating another possible push out from future extreme rent increases. We're not strangers to starting our business in overlooked areas, but for us, coming into Gateway simultaneously as the action plan is being implemented is very comforting. I understand the urgent need for attention to this historically underserved area, and unlike other parts of Inner Portland, I hope Gateway will always stay small business friendly, racially diverse, and inclusive to folks with low incomes as it grows. The Gateway Action Plan is a huge motivator for us, and we are super thankful to be able to have access to the PDC grants for Gateway businesses in all of the time and Gateway community members who have welcomed us and showed us immense support so far. We're excited to become part of this passionate and dedicated community in Gateway. And also, personally, my husband and I also recently moved from living this whole time in Portland in the inner southeast to Wilkes, the Wilkes neighborhood. So we're also personally there and dedicated to being part of that community as well as business-wise. So thanks.
Great. Thank you.
We're excited to have them.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Others that would like to speak on this plan? Come on up, please. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Joe Westerman, and I build apartments in the Portland area. I've been in front of you before and testified. The last time was the Gateway LID on 97th, and I praised that program because it worked, and it opened up that area for further development. And since then, and one of the things I said is I wanted to develop market rate and affordable housing in that area just south of Gordon Jones's The Rose Apartments. And since then, I've had the early assistance program that the planning department offers. And they're going to require me to do a street dedication, which means it takes a third of the land, and it makes further development in the area not feasible. It would take 30% of my land to add the street. You build the street. And it just doesn't work financially. It more than triples my cost. And I think this is a good time to look at an LID for the whole area, because Gateway will thrive, but it needs affordable housing and other types of housing so that the jobs that get created in that area, people can live close by, they can walk, they can to work and that kind of stuff. But in that particular area, which, I mean, there can be over 1,000 units there, and until the street systems get figured out and a way to finance them, it's kind of at a standstill. And Gordon Jones's project is probably the only one that's going to be built until that solution is found.
Thanks for bringing that up, and hopefully PBOT and PDC and others can work with you and other property owners in the same kind of successful way that we did on that LID. Because
PDC, you know, and private, yeah, that is a good, yes, indeed, yeah. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
And I'm a believer that we ought to be doing LIDs on a larger scale, places like this. I think Steve feels the same way. So if we can find enough agreement about that, that's an option.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I was born and raised north of Gateway, but when my first experience was young, that I heard stories about this. And Fred Meyer's, the store there, had the first color television brought and sold in Oregon. And he made a big thing about this in 1954. And the Gateway Arch was supposed to be facing towards the east, in which the East Coast would make all these wonder things like color televisions and stuff like that. And I think Fred Meyer had the first electronic cash registers and some other stuff that was done there. It's funny to me that in the last 8 years, I worked for the Target store, which is south, or slightly south, in which the digital age started in 2008, right, and flat screens. And I could pick up the same thing, but those things were made in the other direction in Japan. So it was kind of funny for me to – recently I had 30 or 40 years of vacant time, but seeing Fred Meyer and the – it's a real area, too, because I-205 runs south. And then when they built light rail, right you know, near the Fred Meyer store. This, and it's a very historic 1954. I mean, I wasn't born yet, but you could still feel the sense. I used to go in there and see transistor radios, or portable televisions. And just go. So, all right.
Thank you. Charles.
Good afternoon again, Commissioners. Charles Johnson, for the record. Most of my economic activity happens on 102nd, where tragically we go from an area serviced by three MAX lines to just being serviced by the blue line. But I hope that, given the skepticism about some people about how they feel about whether the PDC really serves their communities, that while you're with us, Mayor Hales, unless you resign for the next 5 months, that you'll foment conversations between the big players here, property. I don't know whether Winco owns their property or rents. I think Fred Meyer is a property owner that doesn't rent. And the Oregon Clinic. You know, when we talk about density, especially as much as Steve Novick likes to, part of Futures Portland is people that walk out of their sidewalk onto an immediate transit connection. And that means there needs, some people would say leave it to the free market. Other people say good leadership in Portland means that the Oregon Clinic parking lot needs to become a mixed-use unit with that covers a diverse range of income people so that people can walk out their door onto three MAX lines and go to the airport, to downtown, or down to Happy Valley. I hope that we can foment that sort of thing in a way that doesn't make it economic refugee destination only afforded by people fleeing San Francisco. The Halsey-Weidler corridor, I only get as far as Portland Adventist Community Services. They may not be a great fit for some people's vision of the neighborhood, but it's good to see you so much attention for East and Southeast Portland in today's session, and I hope that the gentleman beside me can feel that your offices are responsive and don't slough people off to the PDC, but do things that invigorate connections among residents, entrepreneurs, and established property holders in that neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Further council questions or discussion?
Mayor, may I call Kimberly Branham up?
Well, we certainly should do that.
And I'll defer to you first.
Well, just nice to have the executive director designee here. She begins work in a couple weeks in her new capacity.
Yes.
And actually, it's fitting that you're here on this item, I think, Kimberly, because you're such a believer in this kind of collaborative work at the neighborhood scale. So she's led a lot of the work on the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative districts within our corpus of work at PDC. So I'm sure this is a pleasure for you to see the good work that you and others at PDC have done coming to fruition this way, but
absolutely.
Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so
I think
much.
You probably have some other folks that would like to give you a pat on the back or two.
Thank you. Yeah, thrilled to be here. We're excited to be here at with the Gateway Action Plan and to hear all the support and ready to get going. But
so congratulations, Kimberly. And one of the things that stands out here in this plan is both increasing access to high-quality employment and also an equitable wealth creation strategy. One of the things that I'd like for us to continue the conversation about is what's our capacity to drive that agenda? I've had the chance to go to some meetings with Venture Portland in this district and others, and they're very good at convening, and they often play a role as an ombudsman. But if with this focus on job creation and equity, and particularly recognizing we're a small business town, I think one of the things that I want to talk to you about over time and get your views is, do we have the right structure to do that? Mm-hmm. What is Venture Portland's role, and how might that change or evolve? Mm-hmm. And then we have a mayor-elect who said that small business piece he wants to really focus on. So what does that mean structurally? And I want to get a head start on that because I'm interested. But mostly I just wanted to call you up to say congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yes, and I would love to talk to you more about that. We believe that we are well-positioned in Gateway with the industrial area, and we have some early support for businesses. And so we think we, with partnership, are on our way, but would be happy to talk to you more about that. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, then let's please take a vote on this resolution.
Well, thank you for the good work that PDC and the neighbors are doing in Gateway. And hope springs eternal. Hi.
Novick.
I really appreciate all the work people in the community have done in this whole plan and on the incorporated Halsey-Weiler commercial corridor streetscape improvement plan. This is an opportunity to once again give a shout out to Shamia Fagan, who sadly is retiring from the legislature, but got the money for a succession of rapid flash beacons at sorely needed intersections, including the installation of a RFB at the 106th and Weidler crossing. And I'm glad to know that with a combination of PDC and PBOC funds, we are going to drastically improve pedestrian and bicyclist safety in the whole Halsey-Weiler coupling from 100th to 114th. Thanks, everybody, very much. And again, Kimberly, congratulations. Hi.
Thank you very much for all of the good work. It's a short presentation here at the Council, but I know it's been a very long, hard grind in many times, and it is another step in the right direction for the great community of Gateway. I particularly appreciated both in the impact statement when it was filed before Council and in your presentation today, you told us how you changed the plan in response to community testimony. I expect no less but from PDC or from the Gateway community is to have that active involvement and then both of you figuring out an even better path. So thank you very much. Aye.
You know, when I started on this council, the question was how to light the spark to get Gateway going. And just making some notes about, while I was listening to the testimony, I used to live near Gateway. And, you know, when I got sick, I went to the urgent care, which is incredibly convenient, whether by car or by mass transit. I recently was at the Russellville Senior Center, not just to reserve a place, but also to have a little town hall. There's a new park. Commissioner Fritz is working on a mixed-use development. There's a wealth of food options in the area. I've been to Furniture Plus for a community meeting, and we were graciously welcomed by the owner. Habitat for Humanity built some homes there. I think that even John Gray might have helped finance. Charlie had a hand on a community center. There's all these, Gateway Green is about to reach a new milestone. My suspicion is that sooner rather than later, all these pieces are going to start connecting, and then we're going to be talking about how to protect the uniqueness of Gateway Green, of Gateway, because there's a lot happening there, and you can feel it. I want to join with my colleagues, though, in thanking the folks in the community that have been advocating for Gateway. This seems like a good plan. Mayor Hales actually was very clear in early part of his term he wanted to see action in Gateway and Lentz. And since he's in charge of PDC, he gets to set those priorities and then drive it. And so I think this is encouraging. There's a lot of positive things going on in Gateway. And I think this focuses on some things which will make it even better. Thanks for your good work. Aye.
Well, this is another case of doing the right thing the right way. We've got neighborhood leaders who really care about this place, who've put in lots of time over the long run to try to chart its future, and have worked really collaboratively together and with the city and the PDC in particular in this case. I appreciated the reference to the sort of corpus of three neighborhood scale action plans that we've worked on together, and that really what makes these work. So we've got to have a real understanding, practical understanding with the people that own property and have businesses and live in the neighborhood and are otherwise invested in it to get this stuff going. And I also hope and expect and will drive for the same kind of results that have happened in the other two action plans, which is do it this way, get it adopted, and then start moving dirt and get some cranes in the air. And we've certainly accomplished that or are accomplishing that in both Lentz and Old Town Chinatown, and I fully expect that we're going to do that here as well. So great work and a good plan. Finally, I just want to note, and I think you could hear it just in their presentations here, that Justin and Layla are not only been doing good work as leaders of this effort at PDC in terms of crafting a good plan, really listening to community leadership and shaping it based on their direction. But you can tell they're also real cheerleaders and salespeople for this district. They believe in it. And I think that matters a lot in this work, that it's not just an exercise, it's not just a box to check, but you have to actually believe, and obviously these people do. And that, I think, bodes very well for that plan becoming real. Finally, I want to thank Jillian Detweiler, because if there's anybody whose focus is on making it happen and getting things going, it's her. And I just appreciate her good work on this and everything else that we've been accomplishing with PDC. So thank you all for a job well done. Look forward to coming to some groundbreakings. Aye. Thank you all, and we are, believe it or not, adjourned.